Christian extremism is an umbrella term that houses Christian supremacy, Christian nationalism, and Christofascism in that order. Each one becomes increasingly Nazist, which is the terminal end of the right-wing political spectrum. So what's the difference between these three branches of religious cruelty? Christian supremacy is a religious prejudice or viewpoint. Christian nationalism is a political cult acting on that viewpoint. But Christofascism is actually violent. To see Christian nationalism or Christian supremacy supporting violence or participating in it means that there's some overlap happening between them and Christofascism. In season one, I talked about why I believed Christian extremism is part of a long-standing antichrist system foretold by ancient Jewish leaders, including Jesus. In season two, it was my theological lens that helped me to link the antichrist system to the autocrat dictator, including the fascist trend toward genocide. Therefore, I use the terms antichrist, Christian extremism, and autocrat interchangeably. To me, they are all the same figure dressed in a different uniform. I use scripture from Revelation, carried over from season one, to paint a parallel between these two, but I also highlighted a way to effectively interfere and stop such trends, especially as we see a lot of these trends playing out in U.S. and global politics. Season three is all about marrying the Antichrist to the autocrat. I think it is imperative that anyone who is pro-democracy see and understand the Antichrist and autocracy are not twin systems. They are the same thing. Why? Because the autocrat's desire to be God as well as use God or religious endorsement as a justification for draconian policies is very much intentional. To this day, shared religious identification is the fastest way to get someone to completely drop their sense of critical thinking and judgmental skills and receive what you say without a filter. That means that they absorb everything you say like a child on sponge mode. You have on your filter when you go to work, when you go to school, when you watch the news, but when you go to church, you receive what you hear, so to speak, by faith, which technically means at face value. It is the sacredness of such a place that tends to make the use of a filter or even spiritual discernment seem borderline inappropriate. And by the time anyone recognizes that there's a problem, most have already sold their soul to the devil incarnate, free of charge. They see God in the most devilish of persons because they have already internalized, romanticized, and ultimately idolized the Antichrist's hatred, racism, and bigotry delivered straight from the pulpit. And they've consumed what I call Antichrist rhetoric completely unfiltered in most cases, even and especially if it is contrary to their personal spiritual values. Because as long as you let people know you share the same religious faith, you can create armies willing to crucify their own conscience, mistakenly thinking they are performing an act of radical faith. This is the playbook of the modern strongman. The Antichrist is not a religious system trying to interfere in politics. The Antichrist is a political system trying to make everybody destroy each other in the name of God and Christianity.